Well, the Queen's Royal Lancers are led by a marching band full of all the brass instruments as they come round, and plenty of people here have come out in Hanley to cheer them on. There are people clapping, there are flags in the air, we've got grandparents, friends, family, and little kids of about 2-3 years old who probably don't even know what this is about. Well, they've come now right in front of where I'm standing, the BBC Radio Stoke building. We've got the trombones, the trumpets, the tubas, the drums coming all around. There's people waving along, and there they are, the Queen's Royal Lancers, marching in three lines with their navy blue berets on, coming around. Two tours of Afghanistan these soldiers have done. Many of them have come from Stoke-on-Trent. We spoke to the grandparents and father of David Allen beforehand. We've also got injured soldiers who are serving alongside them, who unfortunately can't be part of the march. One of them in a wheelchair, sitting on. What does it mean for you to see the Queen's Royal Lancers and some of these from Stoke-on-Trent coming and parading around here today?
I think it's marvellous. It makes you feel choked up. That's the only thing, you know.
Yes. Must be very proud, though, as well.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Well, the parade now has finished. And plenty of people are coming in just to see their family and friends and soldiers on this extremely proud day for the armed forces and everyone who is involved.